welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is January the 15th, 2021. Well, we have been mining the depths of the unsearchable riches of Christ. And wow, what blessings we have understood as we have thought about the riches of Christ. And these blessings only come to us by grace. They are unsearchable. As we continue this thought again today, I want us to think about Jesus being the good shepherd and our preserver. I know you know that Jesus is the good shepherd and that the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But another part of that verse which is sometimes not focused on is, other sheep I have which are not of this fold. It's that part of the passage that Jesus is a good shepherd. He says, other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also must I bring. So Jesus reminds us that he has sheep which are not of Israel. The Gentiles are included is what he means. But this also reminds us that Jesus understands the makeup of his flock, who they are and when they will come into the fold. Jesus is fully aware of his flock. We also understand that Jesus says, them also must I bring. This leaves no doubt that those who are chosen to be in the flock will be brought into the flock. There is no doubt it will be accomplished. So we also understand what it means that Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus will provide all that is necessary for the growth of those who are in the flock. He provides food and water. He provides balm for what ails them. Like a shepherd cares for his flock, so cares the Lord for his people. Think of this. The best shepherd, with the best pasture, with the best knowledge of the needs of his flock, is our shepherd. He is always aware of circumstances. He's always aware of our circumstances and our needs. He is truly a good shepherd. And so what a blessing, the unsearchable rich of Jesus being our good shepherd. Then we also think about that Jesus is the preserver. I know you've heard it many times, but Jude 24 tells us that he is able to keep us from falling. What's that mean? Well, you know, the other day I was at a big box store and they were moving shelves and I saw two guys on a piece of equipment working about 15 feet off the ground, and I noticed they had halters on. They were tied off to the equipment, and if they would slip and fall, the safety harness would keep them from falling to the ground. They may slip, but not ultimately fall. And this is a perfect illustration of the preserving work of Christ. We may slip on our journey of following him, but we will not ultimately fall. We may find ourselves dangling from the harness, but the harness protects us from danger. Because we fall, or because we slip, we may even find ourselves in a precarious position, but never in the danger of falling totally away. So, we are kept from falling. We were in the safety harness that will keep us from totally falling away. Notice also the promise associated with the preservation. He will present you faultless. Can you imagine what it would be like when the Savior brings his flock and presents it to the Father? Father, all of them which you have given me, I have lost nothing. They are all here. You gave me a flock. The flock is all present and accounted for, not a blemish upon them. I have protected them entirely. They are faultless. Oh, how unsearchable are the riches that we have in Christ, because he preserves us, keeps us from falling, going to present us faultless. When God sees us, he sees us as perfect lambs because of the perfect lamb. And he is our good shepherd and he preserves us. Man, try to think about that and dwell upon that and just think about how unsearchable that rich is that we have in Christ Jesus, that we are preserved and that by the good shepherd, and we are presented faultless. I pray that this is an encouragement to you. Let's pray. Lord, today we thank you for your work in our lives. We thank you that your ways are past finding out. I pray, Lord, that you would encourage your people this weekend as they ponder the depths of the riches they have in Christ. Thank you for the hope we have in you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.